You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Farley Toll Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the annual kickoff to summer. Pete's going to pay tolls on the AC Expressway today from 4 to 5. I saw him. He's doing it all in cash. He's running around from toll booth to toll booth. Is it fun up here, by the way? Place to stop by on your way down the shore. You know, got to go to the bathroom or whatever. Pick up some produce while you're at it.
Yeah.
Speaking of going to the bathroom, joining us, as he does every Friday at 3, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot's call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars or trucks are so cheap, cheap. Elliot, what does Memorial Day weekend look like in the Shore Parks household?
Well, it's fun, right? I mean, I feel like it's a weekend to have a good time. I'm away right now visiting my friend in the Hamptons, going to see Beyonce on Sunday. So we got a nice few.
Yeah, true white girl summer, huh?
Exactly. You gotta, yeah, get the surf side going. Exactly right. Maybe an espresso martini. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Wow, the Hamptons. I didn't realize you rolled like that.
Going to see the Queen Bee Sunday?
Yeah, Beehive. You know what it is. Like going on Sunday. Yeah.
Wow. How much are we paying you, man?
3.5 hours. Yeah, not enough, I'll tell you that. But it's a fun time. I mean, but her concert's 3.5 hours. I actually think no concert should be over an hour. Like, I just want to hear.
Wait a minute.
Over an hour? Are you crazy? Nah. For the amount that you're paying, I want at least a 2-hour
concert. She doesn't even have 3.5 hours worth of good songs.
Yes, she does.
Well
come on. She's been around for 30 years.
What are you talking about, Fritz?
Yeah. I just want to hear
Don't disrespect the Queen.
So I would say 90 minutes is perfect, but 3.5 hours is horrible. That's like Springsteen.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Well, 2.5. 2.5 only because she has so much music. And she's an actual entertainer.
See, Metallica will do 2.5 tonight, and around 1:45, I'm gonna start looking at the door, being like, "Well, I already heard most of the songs I want to hear."
Can I say this?
Yeah,
I understand music is music, and you like what you hear.
Yeah,
looking at Metallica ain't looking at Beyonce.
Have you ever looked at the internet? There's plenty of stuff to look at on the internet.
If you're going to the concert,
yeah,
you're not gonna be disappointed looking at Beyonce.
Nah, I'd rather look at Metallica.
Nah, hell no.
Well, Metallica also has no hits. Beyonce has a ton of bangers. So
Metallica has no hits.
You are. This is a
you're a moron.
Abort. Yeah. Abort mission, Elliot. Abort.
I'm with you, E. I'm with you, brother.
I've never been at a bar and it's like, let's put Metallica on. So I think
okay. Let me ask you this.
Well, what bar's putting Beyonce?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, dummy.
Well, my bar later. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
All right, dummy. Let's imagine we're at a football game and Enter Sandman comes on or any Beyonce song. Which gets the better reaction?
Well, guess what? I'm not planning my
party. I was going to say, at a football game,
yes. At an NFL game. Yeah, you putting the Rocky theme song on when you're out at night?
Well, too? I don't know. When you go to a bar, you don't think anybody likes Enter Sandman?
No.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Well, you're 40. You shouldn't be hanging out at bars anymore anyway, to be quite honest with you.
Well, good news. I'm 37. So
We round up on this show.
Yeah.
I know. Well, the one benefit I will say to a 3.5-hour concert is it's plenty of time to, like, leave and go buy merch. Like, I'm fine skipping 5 or 6 songs.
So should you
that's the one.
Go get dinner.
I was with you all the way until you said go buy merch. What type of merch are you buying?
I'm buying it all. I mean,
I'm a big merch guy too. Yeah, I'm a merch guy.
No,
hold on. If you need anything.
It's not. You're going to a rock concert.
Yeah.
He's going to a Beyonce concert.
Yeah. What's he
going
to wear?
What type of merch?
$135 Beyonce hoodie.
Well, I'll let you know when I come in for Tuesdays with Elliot. You better believe I'm gonna have a Cowboy Carter hoodie on. So you get ready.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
How do you cover football?
So. Elliot, you know, as we wrap up debate days this week, you know, we have one more. We have Broads versus Al coming up at 4. Just wanted to go over yours and talk about how you thought you did. Now, versus DeCamera on the Tush Push, how did that go, do you think?
I thought that was a relatively tame debate. I mean, obviously, I won that debate. Joe's now debated me twice, and I've gotten every single vote for me. He hasn't won a single vote against me in 2 years.
He's actually a really bad debater, like one-on-one.
He's really not. Yeah, it's just not his strength.
And well, that's because
he doesn't want to pick a side.
He sits on that show in the morning, and he controls everything, and he talks over everybody. He's the only one who gets to talk, and they don't push back against him enough. So then when he does get someone who pushes back against him, he doesn't really know how to come back at it.
It's just like the old morning show. There's 1,000 voices, no pushback.
Well, I will say, as someone that is on all three shows, you definitely cut your teeth in the afternoon show. Like that is where,
for
like,
sure. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like you guys dispersing amongst the other shows is unfair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like welcome to Terror Dome on the afternoon show. But once you're in, you're in. You know,
and you're in.
Yeah, it's like a gang. Like you know.
Well, that's why nobody else out debates you on the station.
Right.
Besides
Rhea.
That's
what I thought until I went up against Rhea.
Well, okay, so you debated Rhea. Now, we have a clip of this. I have not heard this entire debate. You debated Rhea about whether Josh Harris is a good owner. Here is the a sort of like a supercut or a clip of that debate.
People are so focused on the fact they haven't gotten
that
out
is
the
really
round.
It's a great thing that he bought the things for the Knicks. Yeah. How about buying the Washington Commanders and sitting his butt in the link with a Commanders thing on, while there was a lot of Sixers fans
that's
in that building.
That's just a new reality of ownership.
No.
Look,
don't
it's not
even
great.
Try. You,
no.
You
it's
can't defend
great.
That with a straight face.
I'm not defending
you.
You
are.
No, I'm saying
the
that
reality
is just
of what it is.
It
okay.
is the reality.
All right.
A lot of teams own different teams.
This is
that
an,
is
this is an ass whooping, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, not on mic or something? Were you losing so badly or backing away from the mic? It sounded like you were in the middle of the room.
I could tell I was in trouble when I got in to do the debate. Rhea left her update studio, came in, and sat directly next to me with a pile of paper. At that point, I could tell. I mean, look, there's a reason Rhea's a goat, you know? I mean, she's a radio legend. Like, she was ready for it. What I would say, though, is that Josh Harris is obviously a good owner. So, locally, I think people would probably say I lost that debate. I think if we put 10 objective people who knew nothing, they would all agree that I proved the point that Josh Harris is, in fact, a good owner. I would say somewhat very good, but certainly good. He's not a great owner, but he's definitely a good owner. But, yeah, no, I ran into a buzzsaw without question.
Well, and like also, by the way, sometimes the true skill of debating is winning a debate when you're on the wrong side. You know, like,
right.
So
yes.
I agree with you that Josh Harris is a – this is what I say about Josh Harris. Just – if the Sixers were owned by 23 other owners in the NBA, they would realize that Josh Harris is a better owner. Now, objectively, nobody cares about that. Even the previous two owners to the Sixers, Harold Katz and then Ed Snyder, both worse owners than Josh Harris has been.
What about Adam Aaron?
Adam Aaron was CEO under Josh Harris.
The $2 playoff.
Yeah, so that was part of the Josh Harris.
I think, too, it depends on what you want to prioritize. Like, if you want to prioritize winning and spending money, then Josh Harris has absolutely done a good job of that. I agree. There are definitely things he's done that I understand why fans don't like him. Fine Washington. Rhea brought up cutting salaries during COVID. I knew I was in trouble when she brought that up. Like, so there was...
good luck arguing that, Elliot.
Yeah. There's things he's done that obviously... And I get he's not connected the way Lurie is, but you bring up other owners, Spike. I think that we compare Josh Harris to Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie might be, if not the best owner in sports, he certainly is, you know, a great owner that does everything you would want. So, yeah, Josh Harris is not that, but Josh Harris does the two most important things. He spends money and he sets the team up for success, and they have been successful before last year. The off-the-court stuff's not great, but on the court, they're way better with him than they were when, like, Ed Snyder and Comcast was running them.
Well, here's what I would throw in into this as it pertains to Joshua Harris, and I've always said this. You say those are the two most important things. That's debatable. I would throw this in there, whether it's number three or two or one, being relatable and connecting. And that's the biggest strike against Joshua Harris.
Yeah.
Is that no one here feels like he's one of us. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest knock against him. He doesn't feel like he's one of us.
I agree with that. I think that part of that is just his personality, which can't be changed. It's just not.
No, his actions. Well, the actions.
But I mean, not to get back into debate day, but like he is at a lot of Sixers games. Last year, he bought the tickets.
I don't care about him being at Sixers games. How about him being present?
He owns the team.
So what? He's going to sit down there courtside every once in a while when it's a big game and it's a photo op. That's not the point anybody's making. How about connecting in the community? That's all I'm saying. It's something that fans would feel. Like they understand real from being phony. They know that. They know what a photo op is. He's rich. He's connected to four different cities. So he can't love being a Philadelphian.
Because
he's professing his love for others. But that's the what I'm saying is, as it pertains to fans, that's a big part of it. That's a huge part of it. How could you not recognize that being here?
No, I do recognize that.
That's a huge part of it.
It is, but I think it's something where it only becomes a big part of it when the person is spending and winning. Like, if you told me I could have an owner that spent whatever the team needed, or was cheap and was in the community and was like one of us, I'll take the owner that spends all the money. So I think that, like, we can only focus on the off-the-court stuff with him because on the court, he has done everything you could really ask for in an owner for the most part. I know they haven't gotten
out of
the
ground. He's put his money up.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He's not present. He's opened his checkbook. Hold on. He's opened his checkbook and he's allowed GM after GM to just spend money and run roughshod. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, hold on. He also allowed, whether it was Sam Hinkie, which I was in favor of, but they were an embarrassment to the NBA, and he allowed it. He allowed several different like ideas as far as how you should run it to be done. Where was he at as a part of what was going on?
Yeah, but
I mean, you literally had a GM tweeting about on a burner account, like, and it's like his wife, like, that stuff was embarrassing, and he's the owner.
I agree that the Burnergate was absolutely embarrassing. The Sam Hinkie thing, I think he should be commended for.
It was an embarrassment to the league.
But it set the
They lost 30-something straight games. They were 1-33.
Right, but then the next 5 or 6 years, they were legit NBA final contenders. So, like, obviously the process was worth it. And the fact that he had the backbone as an owner until the end when he did get bullied.
What backbone?
The fact that he was
He wasn't even here. Backbone. He was running the Devils or some other team.
While this team
was an embarrassment to the NBA.
But
he didn't care
on purpose. They were an embarrassment.
Yeah,
on purpose.
And he allowed that, and he was absent.
It was worth it.
Elliot, what I'm saying is, for a lot of people, and I'm with you. I was on board with it. What I'm saying is, a lot of people weren't on board with it.
Right, I get that for sure.
A lot of people weren't on board with that.
But I also think there's something to be said about being an owner that does what's right for the team as opposed to just doing what the public wants. Like, I think Middleton, for as much as Middleton is, like, the complete opposite of Josh Harris, Middleton, you know, you can feel like he really, really wants to win the trophy. I respect that about him, and he relates with fans. I also think the Phillies can sometimes be a little impacted by what the public thinks. Like, for better or worse, Josh Harris probably has no idea what anybody's saying about his team, right? So, like, I do think, like, the process, that was a good ownership move. Paying Daryl Morey. Good ownership move. Paying Doc Rivers, good ownership move. And I will take an owner that cuts checks. If I had to pick one or the other, ideally you want both, which is Jeffrey Lurie. But I'll tell you this, if the Eagles were going 5-12 every year, no one would care about Jeffrey Lurie being like Mr. Philadelphia and everything he does. Those are only good stories because the Eagles win all the time, and then on top of that, it makes him a good owner. But the winning and the money is the first part of being a good owner, and that is why I think he's definitely a good owner, but not a great owner.
Let me tell you, I can give you several different other reasons why Jeffrey Lurie is a great owner. Hold on. Winning is also a part of spending money, being a forward thinker when it comes to hiring practices, people he's given second chances to. Like Jeffrey Lurie has done a lot more than it's just about winning.
I agree, but I'm saying that, like, the first part of being an owner, the number one most important thing is, does team win? Like, that is, right?
Sure.
So, for what it's worth.
But you're also bringing up Jeffrey Lurie in comparison to Joshua Harris, as if Joshua Harris teams have won on any level that's to the level of the Eagles.
Well,
his teams have come up short.
Before this becomes me comparing Josh Harris to Jeffrey Lurie.
Jeffrey Lurie is
a better owner. But the only point I'm making is the reason Jeffrey Lurie is a great owner, the first two, are because of what he does for the team in terms of giving money and the winning. And then also what makes him then one of the best owners in sports is who he is, how he relates. Like, all those things are true. You brought up Josh Harris, like how Jeffrey Lurie has good hiring practice and forward thinking. Like, I would actually argue the Sixers do that quite a bit, too.
You know what? We have Pete here. I'm not.
Pete's enjoying this.
Yeah, yeah. Pete, do you want to hear Elliot continue to argue about Josh Harris?
Sure, why not?
All right, go ahead. Continue, Elliot.
All right, enough. That's enough.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. I was never going to win. Look, Pete, I talk about a great owner, right?
You want
to
talk about
keep talking. You're the best.
The best owner in the city, yeah.
All right, Elliot.
Forget that tornado. You stay on.
Yeah. Enjoy the Hamptons. All right,
I
Elliot.
Will. All right, I'll see you guys.
Artie.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Took the debate he got his ass kicked on the most this week, and then had to do it again against you
for no reason.
Yeah, poor Elliot. What's up, Pete?
What's up, guys?
Enjoy that in the Hamptons.
Pete Scirocchi here with us.
Peter,
getting set to pay the toll at the AC Expressway 4 to 5.
To five, yeah.
And do you pay? Is it all in cash? Do you cut a check? How does this work? Do they have do Venmo?
Quarters.
Okay.
Quarters. Yeah. They're getting rid of the pennies, so now I'm in a quarters.
Yeah, and look at this. The sun's shining right on time.
Yeah, that's not always good. More cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Least,
you think people sort of time their...
There are people that pull over.
Yeah.
And then people tell me.
Yeah.
People come up to me at the store and they go, you know what? That was a great thing you do. He goes, I have to buy you a beer. I waited on the side of the road until it was time.
There you go.
I'm not kidding. Like, people come up to me, they bring, are you Pete? Yeah. You paid the toll for me. I got there at the right time this year.
And how many years have you been doing this?
I don't know. I think it's 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah, every bit of it. Yeah.
It's a good bit,
man. We used to do the thing at Hershey Park.
Yep.
We used to do Hershey Park. Yeah. Wow. You know, that was fun, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Hershey Park. You and Michael B. were at Hershey Park, right?
That's almost a decade.
Yeah.
And then we're doing this, and I tell you what a crap this year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude, it was mobbed. I pulled up. I said, am I not going to be able to park at the friggin' Farley Plaza?
I had a hard time myself, but it was moving, so.
Yep.
But, I mean, the free crab fries, there's food trucks here.
Yep.
In Emu, the woman's walking around. There's a petting zoo here.
Is that why the chicken was walking around?
He was friends with the Emu.
Okay.
It's a good break.
No, he was. They were together. Had a dog in there somewhere, too. I don't know what happened to that one, but, you know, you still see an emu every day.
Yeah. You know, I didn't see the emu. And the car show over there, the classic car show.
Antiques, yep.
And then, of course, it culminates, the end of it is the Free Toll Friday, which we do every single year, and we love to do it. I love to hear the people beep the horns and say thank you and just see people having start their day off. Great. The weekend's happy.
And you go down there for it?
Of course.
On the market, say, go give them the
flag? Yeah, I got
the flag.
I got the checker flag.
I love it.
I actually get in a cherry picker, and they put me up over.
Oh, really?
You're like three stories up.
Okay.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it's probably not a right idea, but the guy assures me. I have a new driver this year that they put, you know.
And it's windy out there, man. Be careful.
Yeah,
yeah. It is. JTA, you know, they supply that.
Okay.
You know, because they're our partners in this, the South Jersey Transit Authority.
So where's your shore house at?
My shore is like, you know, close to here, like Margate area.
Okay. Yeah. So is that the,
Margate's kind of blowing up lately.
Yeah,
earlier I was asking about the different age brackets and
Margate tends to be a little
older?
Yeah. You know what? I used to say it was older, but it's
a little more money.
A little affluent?
I wouldn't know about that. I'm down here. Can't be too affluent. But I like all the shirts. We just had a Mike LeComp here, right?
Yeah. So Mike, legend.
He's a legend. He really
Absolutely.
Is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He does like 2 gigs a day. But so I love going to see him in Wildwood or North Wildwood and South City I go to.
Yeah.
I go to Avalon.
So are these short miles next to each other?
Right, yeah. They're in a row. So you go from Margate, you go Margate, Longport, Ocean City.
Okay. Yep.
Ocean City don't have any beer or drinks. So a lot of people just sort of pass over that one and go. If you want to eat, though, it's good. They got Mancos. They got a lot of stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. But then they go to Sea Isle. You just go there. They have the afternoon party, Sunday fun day. It's just, the shore is just something.
Okay.
It's such a treasure to have it so close and to feel like you're so far away.
Yeah. Yeah, you really feel like you're on vacation.
You see the same exact people you see at home.
Yeah.
It's like, I just came to see you on the sand.
I drove all the way to Farley Plaza. Here you are.
Yeah. How about that? And I paid tolls. How intelligent was that?
Yeah.
Very good. I'm glad to be on before. Tornado in today?
Yeah, Tornado's in 10 minutes.
He's up next.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so lucky. Tornado's on.
Tornado Shapiro.
I'm going to have to stick around so I don't get out of the earshot.
Well, and you got to hear his weekend forecast.
Yeah, what type of forecast is he giving this week?
Well, my guess is 50-50.
and you're going to be involved?
I imagine you're involved with some story.
But if I can, I just like to say why we're here.
Yes.
You know, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
And for all the people who served for our country and paid the ultimate price, thank you so much. Thanks for giving us a free country and to do whatever we want, where everybody can have a free shot and
Absolutely.
Do everything they want and have enjoyment and have their families and their barbecues. And what's stemmed out of all that badness is actually very nice.
Absolutely.
It brings people together.
Yep, absolutely. And it's good that, you know, we all look at Memorial Day as the kickoff to summer and fun and all that stuff, but the reason behind it, as you said.
Yeah, there's a lot of little ceremonies that go on around. And I go to one on Monday myself.
Yep.
And they do the, you know, shooting the guns in the air, and they play taps. And, you know, it's just nice. It brings you down, you know?
Absolutely.
It brings you down to where you should be.
Well, we thank you for paying the tolls.
Thanks for driving, guys. It's a little far ride for you guys, but
for us.
Me and Ike's about the same at work.
For Fritz, maybe it's a little further.
Yeah, we're South Jersey guys.
We normally have to be the ones who go far.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll let you drive through at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because some people say, I drove through twice.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'll drive through.
That's a ritual.
Yeah. I'm going to hand out my easy pass. If people are going to come through, I'm going to run to the front.
Yeah.
Go again. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
All right. Same to you,
thank
brother.
You, Pete.
Listen, what will you have on your barbecue? What do you put? Because you're
a little vegetable kebabs.
Little veggies. Throw some peppers, onions, you know, throw a little sweet potatoes.
They're selling tomato plants here.
What's that smell
never
like?
Never run out of tomatoes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was the little veggies getting
veggies
fried.
Veggies with the olive oil on the, grill? It smells great.
That's grill season when I think of grill season.
Oh, yeah. All
right, there we go. High horsepower.
Kill an animal and drain all its blood out after you pump it full of antibiotics.
Not the emu.
Put it on the grill.
Don't kill the emu.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he
won't kill the emu.
Okay.
The emu's safe.
The chicken, though, we were eyeing up a little
earlier. Chicken was looking good.
Yeah.
You psychos. So thank you, Pete. Free Toll Friday starts at 4 o'clock on the AC Expressway. Thanks to Pete Cherokee and Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tornado Shapiro's next.
I love getting Spike all hot and bothered. All right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.